And our special guest, Shepard Embelez, will take calls with Shepard this hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Shepard Embelez, as we talk about the possibility of comets or asteroids headed our way. So you think this is a ruse, the virus, which, you know, people are dying, they are getting sick, but it could very well be the seasonal flu type. But do you think it's a ruse, Shepard?
The data coming in from the World Health Organization, from the Johns Hopkins COVID map, does not support the military response. There also is an abnormally high number of flu cases this season. Now, we also know, this is mainstream news, that some of the tests actually infect people with COVID-19 and were tainted with COVID-19. We also know, and this was on IntelHub the other day after Dean Ryan reported that a testing company out of California's tests are also showing false positives. Now, it's not to say something is not going on with this virus. I myself am an analyst, and it's what I do all day long. Now, originally in China, early on toward the end of last year and in January of this year, I had watched hundreds and hundreds of videos of people dropping dead, but they're not dropping dead from flu-like symptoms. They're walking around. All of a sudden, they drop down and they twitch. I've also seen videos of entire families that are dead in the same house, and it looks like they died only hours apart. And that's not consistent with the flu. We have to consider that this is a real bioweapon. It's really going around. Did someone release this because they knew what was coming? Was that part of their mitigation plan? I don't know.
Or was it accidental?
Right. Now, in America right now, I don't know if the waves haven't hit yet and they're set up for it, kind of like what I was saying earlier, but there are empty hospitals. There's nurses and doctors being laid off. I'm getting calls from them. We've sent a number of journalists to different hospitals where they really don't see anything going on. The Elmhurst Hospital, the mainstream media did a piece at the Elmhurst Hospital where they tried to say the intensive care unit was overwhelmed. But we literally caught them using dummies in the footage. So it appeared to be some kind of simulation. Coincidentally, the lady running the drill, the very doctor running the drill, is a simulation specialist. So we don't know if the mainstream media took that and ran with it, or if that is part of like some kind of White House directive where they're telling the media, look, we need to stage this up because, you know, something else is coming. Mike Adams with Natural News had written an article on March 31st, and it's titled Three Unmistakable Signs That War Is Coming to America. Pompeo orders all citizens to immediately return to the USA. Now, in this, he's talking about sign number one is President Trump activating 1 million reservists with medical skills to treat battlefield injuries, okay? He's talking about sign number two, the Pentagon ordering high-level staffers into deep underground bunkers in Colorado, much like I told you. They're already in there. They're locked in. The general can act independently of Trump right now. This general is authorized to carry out any military action he deems necessary at this point independently from Donald Trump's orders. Sign number three is Secretary of State Pompeo ordered all Americans living overseas to return to the U.S. immediately. But Mike Adams, who's a good friend of mine, I don't agree with his analysis. I don't agree that war is coming. I see militaries positioning every single one of their assets worldwide, literally rolled them out. There's military vehicles now positioned in every city in the United States. Whether people want to believe it or not, they're there. I've witnessed it. They've moved them in. They're in position. There's 1 million of these military reservists that were activated. There's tens of thousands of National Guard that were activated. Everything's in position. Why would militaries worldwide position all their assets and watch each other roll them out over a two-month span if we're going to war? Okay, that does
That's
not.
That's a good point. That's a
what
good point.
What does make sense is right in the White House presidential level document that is titled National Near Earth Object Preparedness Strategy and Action Plan. Is they talk about coming together in with various governments.
I'm glad around. They have a plan.
Right. So, I mean, some of this, while it seems rather Orwellian, I mean, also, George, we can't count out the fact that this could just be the whole New World Order kin caboodle. So if such an asteroid's happening, you know, are they just going to go ahead and activate the Rockefeller plan? Now, there's a Rockefeller plan that I reported on 6 years ago, which basically goes ahead and says, look, they got to carry out a pandemic. And what will happen in this pandemic is there'll be pandemic scares. There'll be lockdowns. This is how they'll bring the world into lockdown.
Exactly what's happening.
And on the other side of it, they will gain full control of everything. I mean, right now, George, they're telling people that you cannot buy seeds in store because seeds are not essential items, okay? So this is Codex Elementarius. This is Agenda 21. This is everything we're seeing where you can't travel on highways. There's checkpoints. This is all Agenda 21. It's 2020 right now. And they could just be activating the whole kit and caboodle. Now, people say, why would they crash the world stock market if they're going to do that? Why would they do this? Well, the truth of the matter is they would love to crash the world stock market because in the name of the invisible enemy, George, like President Donald Trump refers to COVID, they've already deemed that paper currency is, quote, infected. China burned all their cash. The U.S. has openly admitted that cash, the World Health Organization has openly admitted cash is infected. Now imagine this. What better way to get the cash out of the hands of people? Now, of course, your credit cards can be infected and the pin pad that you touch can be infected. So what better way to roll out a vaccine that Bill Gates suggests we get where they have these micro dot tracers and essentially they're tagging, chipping, and tracing people to prove their vaccination record. So also through this so-called pandemic, we're seeing Google activating tracking with governments worldwide, especially the U.S. government, where they're now going in. Now, they have the software to do this. Say there's 3,000 people on a beach, okay, and they know someone's infected. They can circle those 3,000 people real quick with their hand on their software. All of a sudden, it starts tracking the cell phones of all those people and their movement throughout the country. This will now allow the World Health Organization suggested plan of the snatch and grabs that we were talking about earlier, where they want to come into your homes, they want to grab anyone who they deem infected. Now, remember, it's asymptomatic, so if they deem one person infected, they're taking the whole home at this point. Now, this is Orwellian. Really.
It is. It's 1984 all over again, right?
But we also have to take in the legitimate consideration of what governments would have to do to legitimately protect their population, their very own populations and their population centers in the event that spot asteroids were going to hit or major earth changes were going to happen. They don't necessarily know what's going to happen. Now, could the COVID map, which is also controlled by the Johns Hopkins University, which is also the people that deflect asteroids with NASA, could they be putting lockdowns where they think suspected objects or disasters might happen? You know, what don't they want the people to see? Why do they want them locked down? If objects were to hit or there were to be major natural disasters or Yellowstone were to erupt or volcanoes were to start erupting worldwide and whatnot, governments would have to have a legitimate plan in place, which they do. I told you they have contracts with other governments. We hold to house displaced citizens. We have this near-Earth object mitigation, all of this, because they might genuinely want to save as much of their population as they can so they can reseed later.
You would hope so.
You would hope so. But what we're also seeing is literally the whole New World Order plan that's been laid out by people like me and others for years, and we're seeing it all manifest. You go into Walmart, there's control towers outside with camera pods and speakers on them, and it sounds like something out of 1984, and they're telling you, stay 6 feet away from everyone. Do not approach people.
The panic's everywhere.
Yeah, now there's police driving around with really scary sounding sirens, like air raid sounding sirens out of the movie The Purge. And they're basically saying, look, you guys are going to get arrested if you don't go inside your house. You can't be out here. There's drones flying around in New York City and L.A. They're telling people on loudspeakers that they cannot be outside. Now, they know that they can't do a heavy rollout overnight, but they've done this almost overnight because they've done this in the period of 2 to 3 weeks now. As things clamp down, and as I predicted on February 1st in my video publicly, these lockdowns are never going to lift. So
they have to.
Okay, so
I hope you're wrong.
I'm a top analyst, George.
It'll be the end if they don't lift them pretty soon.
If any of these near-Earth objects are posing a threat, or if this is a true bioweapon, George, we will not see these lockdowns lift for 5 years to an entire decade.
Let's see what happens. I hope you're wrong, my God.
I do.
And you hope you're wrong, too.
I hope I'm wrong, too.
Let's take some calls. This first call is our international line. We're going to Isa in Petra, Jordan. Welcome to the program. Hi, Isa.
Hello, George. How are you? This is the most interesting guest and the most correct guest you've ever had on.
He's
I have a long
good.
Comment, and then I have a question.
Okay.
In 1978, I was a fly on the wall when Jerry Nudgebauer was speaking at the Ancient Astronaut Society in Chicago that was put on by Eric von Däniken. And in the hallway, while the other speakers were speaking, Jerry Nudgebauer was outside, and he was speaking to a young 28-year-old pyramid engineer. And the pyramid engineer said to Jerry Nudgebauer, did you know that there was a dark star 400 times the size of the sun out there at the center of our solar system? And Jerry said, no such animal. And the pyramid engineer said to Jerry Nudgebauer, well, yes, there is, Jerry. There has to be, because an eon is 26,000 years long, and it takes that long for our entire solar system to go around the dark star Nemesis. That happened in 1978, and in 1983, I believe it was, Jerry Nudgebauer had the ISIS telescope put up, and he found that dark star Nemesis and was later awarded a lifetime award in astrophysics.
Wow.
When the engineer was talking to Jerry Nudgebauer about that dark star, Jerry Nudgebauer said the words, no such animal. Well, Jerry Nudgebauer later proved himself wrong. So I'm in Petra, Jordan. Petra, Jordan is the sacred city of Islam. That's where the first Kaaba was. And I have a question for your guest.
Go for it. Sure thing.
Their guest is actually correct on his entire story. I'm absolutely surprised that you have him on here. Does he know who the engineer was that actually told Jerry Nudgebauer, who that engineer has a as an award given by the government, a patent on Pyramid Energy. Does your guest know who that particular engineer
was? Let's ask. I'm going to guess it was you.
I do not know that answer.
It was me, George.
I win the prize.
You know who he is right now, George?
Who is he?
He's the king of Switzerland.
Really?
Wow.
That's fantastic. Interesting take on that.
Wow. Well, I appreciate
we get calls from all over the planet.
Yeah, that's absolutely impressive.
Now, before we come up to the break, and we've got a whole bunch of calls here for you, Shep, what does your gut tell you? Comet, asteroid, or this virus? Or both?
It's worse. This is an ever-evolving, ever-changing development. It's developing by the minute. It's developing by the hour. This is where my COVID investigation led me, George. I'm probably the most authored journalist in the world on COVID. I've written over 150 reports on it in the last several months. My investigation led me to this, okay? So imagine you're investigating COVID, and your investigation turns, and it becomes that you're investigating near-Earth, Earth-bound objects, okay? My gut tells me that not only could this be that they think we're going to, that not only could it be that a real bioweapon has been released on the planet, not only could it be that we may pass through the tail of Comet Atlas, not only may it be that 1998 OR2 may impact us. By the way, that asteroid is coming around kind of with us, parallel from the side. So April 29th, by the way, is not the only day it can impact us. It literally follows us for several weeks, and we are in that trough for several weeks, okay?
Is this the comet that some people are seeing with the naked eye right now?
That's Comet Atlas. That's 2019. That's C/2019 Y4 Atlas is the comet. This asteroid that I'm particularly worried about is 1998 OR2. Now, that's the asteroid that's wrapping around with us. It can actually strike for several weeks after April 29th because it is in the variable trough of we can have a strike. Now, to top it all off, on top of all of that, that comet could be the Blue Kachinka, and literally the Planet X system could potentially be moving in, and this is why they initiated lockdowns.
Interesting.
Worldwide.
This could be the beginning of end times prophecy, too. We're going to come back with final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with our final segment with Shepard Ambellus, and let's go right to the calls because folks have been waiting for a long time. Keith in Dallas, Texas, to get us going. Hey, Keith, go ahead, sir.
Hey, George, thank you. And
sure.
My question is this for the guests. You know, we saw some objects. We saw one blow up over southern Russia. I can't pronounce the name of the city. The event that took place in Tunguska back in, 1908, that was a big one. It wiped out, a few hundred square kilometers or something of trees, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, airbursts, and then they just wipe out everything.
Right. So these, whether they're ice or rock or whatever they are, so there was one in 2014, and some people think that that's part of a larger pack, and these things are out there, and one of them comes into the atmosphere, blows up, blows out a bunch of windows or worse, but we don't see it coming. So how does that factor into this? Are there a lot more of these out there than we realize? And with that new project that they've launched, where they're supposed to be able to detect a whole lot more asteroids in the solar system, are we going to start catching these things? And is that going to lead to this new state of readiness and awareness and lockdowns? Because suddenly we start finding a whole bunch more of these things and we realize that there were.
Good question. I mean, these things seem to just creep up on us, Shepard.
Right. So that is why the government last year under the Donald Trump administration or in 2018, actually, in June, they sat down and had a meeting. They realized there's potential threats. Everything we're talking about is real. They've already mitigated asteroids. The last one that came in over Russia, the airburst, they actually hit it with a kinetic weapon. There's space-based weapons platforms. They actually hit that with rods from God. There's video of it. You can see something approaching it from the rear and actually airbursting it. It was going to impact. Okay. The event in Tunguska, Russia, is a whole different animal, which actually relates to this. So in Tunguska, a lot of people are going to find this hard to believe. There was an actual ancient planetary stabilization device. Okay.
In 1908?
Okay, way before that. It's possibly Anunnaki or of that origin. Okay.
Well, you're saying we didn't do it.
We didn't do it. There was an explosion. I know people say it's a meteor, but teams were sent in. Russian teams were sent in at a later date. They found an underground facility on it. They made some translations. It was written in hieroglyphic style language. They determined that it said, "What protects us protects you." There was an installation much like CERN, which was just now activated. A lot of people think CERN is exploding particles and projecting them around. CERN's actual purpose, it operates in megajoule amounts of power and amperage. This megajoule amount of power is enough power to steer the planet. Okay, so CERN is technically a planetary stabilization device. It can also steer the planet above and below the ecliptic plane to help it divert from asteroids. Coincidentally, I have doctors that have said that this COVID is acting much like a high altitude sickness and not like an actual virus. Okay. If you guys seen the movie The Core, the core slows down, it stops or whatever.
They had to drill down there to get the core going again.
Yes. Yeah. So people with pacemakers and birds started dropping dead. We see a lot of bird deaths right now. People think it's 5G. What I'm about to tell you is highly sensitive information. So I track all military movements, but I also track UFO movements. And in the last week alone, there have been armadas of UFOs that have moved in. They've been spotted and filmed in the U.S. It's absolutely real footage.
We're getting lots of UFO reports. You know, Peter Davenport from the National UFO Reporting Center reports on the program weekly. He's getting a lot of sighting reports.
So if this planet is moving in, and I'm not saying it is, but a lot points to something like that is going on. They're openly admitting something five times the mass of Jupiter is moving in. It's really not me saying this. If that's the case, it's known to be inhabited by the Anunnaki. Coincidentally, right when these lockdowns started, armadas of UFOs have been filmed right here in the United States. I have multiple camera angles, multiple sources. It's real. I don't know how this all plays into it. Yes, they are actively, to answer the caller's question, they're very concerned about mitigating these near-Earth objects, deflecting them and or exploding them. Like I said, if a large body's coming in, it could literally push the asteroid belt into Earth. There's a lot of potential here, George, and it's either way you look at it, whether it's a deadly bioweapon, whether it's some kind of live... So Pompeo went ahead and went on at the White House, and he said, we are in a, quote, live exercise. Now, some people right away would attribute that to, like, some kind of crisis actor drill scenario. We're in a live exercise. No. We may be in a live exercise in the form of we're going to be mitigating one of the largest near-Earth objects ever live for the first time with their new system.
What horrible timing for us, though, Shepard, huh? All this is going down at the same time.
Coincidentally, NASA's Project DART was all systems go in April as well. So while they admit they're going to do future missions where they make it look like it's their first mission, they were fully activated for all systems go just now in April, again, corresponding with these lockdowns, corresponding with the COVID. Like I said, it's where my investigation has led me. I don't know what to think of it, George. I've never seen anything
like
that.
It's wild. Let's go to Tyler, first-time caller in Reno, Nevada. Hi, Tyler. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good evening. Or good morning.
The reason
I'm calling is that I'm a retired naval officer, and I know you were a naval reservist at one time.
Thank you for serving, Tyler. Yeah.
And you too.
11 years.
The reason I was motivated to call was that many years ago, in July of 1996, I was on watch over at the Surflant headquarters, that's in Norfolk, Virginia, when TWA 800 crashed, that flight out of New York.
Horrible story,
and
yeah.
We had live tracking of where all our ships were, and I was astonished at how quickly people got on the web and started spreading all sorts of rumors that the Navy had shot down this airplane, mm-hmm. or that some ship, you know, had misfired a weapon and so forth. And we woke up our public affairs officer and had him go out and send out a press release, you know, saying we didn't have anybody within, you know, 500 miles. And it was to no avail. It was like the hysteria continued, because even though the Navy was being open and forthright about where our ships were,
people didn't believe it.
Well, the conspiracy theorists tend to enjoy whipping up hysteria.
Sure.
And I think that this is an especially sensitive time for people to be whipping up hysteria.
Yes,
now,
sir.
What Mr. Ambellis said earlier in the program, that ships were being told to stay at sea, isn't true. Even the cruise ships, the ones that were at sea, three of them just put into port in Florida in the last 48 hours. Now, the Navy ships, that's not a mystery. Any citizen can call the port ops dispatcher in San Diego, for instance, and you can say, is ship so-and-so in port? And they'll tell you. Is it at sea? They'll tell you that. They won't tell you where it is.
No, they won't do that.
Other than that. But it's not secret, because for a very good reason, we're not at war right now, and we're not going to be at war anytime soon, hopefully. But the idea that the Navy is mobilizing, or that you can see trucks and airplanes and everything getting ready to go someplace, you can check that. And if any of you live near a base, you can see that things are pretty much the same. Over there at Norfolk, they're still doing the regular training exercises. You've got about the same number of cruisers and destroyers and a carrier there at the destroyer and submarine piers. Nothing unusual there. Nobody's been scrambled out to sea. And the same thing is true in San Diego. This all can be verified relatively easily. You don't even have to use Navy assets anymore. You can go to the local beach cams, and you can see ships coming and going. You can also go to the ports cams, the people that do the container cargoes, and you can see that the container ships are coming and going, just like always. So I think it's really dangerous at this point in time, where people have been, you know, brandishing firearms over toilet paper and that sort of thing, to start whipping people up, saying that the government's up to something sneaky and that you can't trust our military. We had a scare right here in Reno recently. One of the local radio stations put out an opinion that the governor had mobilized the National Guard and that we were going to be under martial law. Now, what actually happened was that the Nevada National Guard had mobilized a small number of people to collect personal protective equipment. We're talking less than 120 people. And they had no authorization to do anything other than just to do that organizing effort. Now, your guest mentioned mobilizing reservists. 500 naval reservists from the medical specialty have been...
They've been recalled, right?
Well, they weren't recalled. They were mobilized to go help in New York. And that's 500 people out of the entire fleet. So that's not a very big number. Okay, have a good night.
Okay, Tyler, thank you. I'll let you react to that, Shep.
George, that guy's a complete and total operative. So it's mainstream news that Navy ships have been quarantined. The one the general just came off of, it was ordered to remain at sea literally, quote, indefinitely. I didn't say every Navy ship's out at sea deployed right now. And yes, when I said ships, I also meant cruise ships, which I talked about. This guy's totally wrong. He's totally off. 1 million reservists have been activated. There's an executive order on whitehouse.gov called EO to order the selected reserve and certain members of the individual ready reserve of the armed forces to active duty. They're talking about 1 million.
If they need it. If they need it.
If
right?
they need it. This guy is, I know what he's saying. We don't want to cause panic, okay? No one's saying the U.S. government's doing anything nefarious. I also laid out how this is literally in their asteroid mitigation plan. Nothing I'm saying is even out of the realm. This is all documented. You guys can go read it on whitehouse.gov. Pull it up. National Near Earth Object Preparedness and Strategy Action Plan. Okay? Rex 84, Readiness Exercise.
Well, and didn't they just meet with other countries to ascertain what they would do if an asteroid was headed our way?
Exactly. And every country appears to be positioning. So what's this guy, I mean, this caller, I'm not obviously not going to let him call back up, but what do you think? Militaries around the world position full-scale military assets in every spot around their country, and they give... Certain countries are giving shoot-on-site orders if you leave your house. This guy's talking about how good the U.S. military is. Meanwhile, they're getting ready to snatch and grab Americans out of their homes. They're sending drones around. They got police running around. They're arresting people. There's checkpoints in America. You can't even enter certain states. They're impenetrable now, basically. I mean, it's going
I think governments, Shepard, are panicking right now. And what I was talking to John Rappaport about before you came on, we need to get back to some normalcy that we had before all of this gets blown out of proportion.
Absolutely, I agree. And I hope I'm wrong about all this. I'm not even saying it's going to happen. But
give out your website for folks, Shep.
IntelliHub.com. Now, just so everyone knows, due to COVID, I had to shut down my electric company. I am now doing this full time. I've authored over 150 reports on COVID.
Are you going to open the company back up when things get back to normal or not?
Absolutely, but I just don't see it, George. I'm a top analyst. We're looking at a 5 to 10 year lockdown.
God, I hope to God you're
wrong.
We can't make it that long.
We can't. Anyways, I need people's support. You can go on the website, and there's a donate button at the top left corner. I want to fire IntelliHub back up as it was before because, you know, sometimes I switch that up between doing electrical and the company depending on what's going on. But now is the time. I need to get more journalists going. We need to cover this. We need to get down to the bottom of it. Like I told people, I'm the most authored journalist in the world.
We got to get it. Shepard, thanks for being on the program. It's been 6 years, way too long. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, Ian Punnett, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.